listen to healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tamina McNabb. I have on the line with me Madeline Shaw. You're the creative director of a program called G-Day for Girls. Welcome to the show and tell us about what you do.
Thanks so much, Tammy Lynn. I'm thrilled to be here. So G-Day is a wonderful new event series for girls ages 10 to 12 that's designed to essentially welcome into adolescence. It's a special day where we resurrect sort of an ancient tradition of rite of passage where we as a community honor, celebrate, and empower youth. And we do dancing and we have big conversations about leadership and self-esteem. And lots of nutritious food, and really try and work on the girls' connection with one another, a sense of sisterhood, and honoring themselves in as they enter this really, really special but also very tricky phase of life.
It's definitely very tricky. As a mother of a 9.5-year-old, it's more than tricky at times. Talk about your motivation for doing this. How did you start this program?
Absolutely. Well, it actually goes back to when I was that age myself. And when I was an adolescent girl, I thought that becoming an adult woman was the most exciting thing I could possibly imagine. I thought it was going to be amazing. And it really kind of fascinated me. I read the book, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, like
me
most
too.
Of the girls of my generation.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Margaret, I was fascinated by this. I really thought it was going to be something special and exciting. But then when it happened, kind of nothing happened. I mean, I had all the information that I needed about what was going on with my body, but there was nothing to kind of reflect back to me how special I felt it was. So G-Day is a way of doing that. It's a way of bringing together a whole bunch of girls. Our first one, we brought together 250 girls, along with about 70 adult volunteers and speakers and artists, and basically we bring them all together and we show them a great time, show them lots of diverse role models, and just engage them in kind of what does it mean to enter adolescence? What does it mean to be kind of leaving this very end of childhood and taking the first few steps into adulthood? How does that feel? And really trying to give the girls a really powerful emotional experience that supports their confidence as they start to enter this really next key phase of their lives.
Madeline, what do you think is different today compared to back of the God, It's Me, Margaret books? How are 10 and 12-year-olds different today than they were 20, 30 years ago?
Well, they're hitting puberty earlier, and that's a big sort of physiological reality. So girls are starting their periods, they're growing breasts, they're growing pubic hair earlier in life for reasons that science doesn't completely understand. So that's one. Another thing that's really interesting,
but
and I think it's really positive.
I was going to say, isn't that sad, though? I mean, I'm the mother of my daughter doesn't listen to my show, so I can say this. I'm the mother of a 9.5-year-old, and she has all the signs of being prepubescent at 9.5 that I didn't even have when I was 12. And so there's a lot of psychology that must be involved in these girls. Like, I'm not celebrating it with her when I probably should be. I mean, I think when I had my first pubic hair, there was a big party for me at my house. With my daughter at 9, it's frightening. How do you support the girls in, I guess, being grown up when really they're not grown up?
Yeah, it's a definitely a complex mix because, I mean, I think what you're pointing to is they're not necessarily ready emotionally for what's happening in their bodies. So the emotion sort of is a bit at odds with that. And so G-Day is a really unique and positive and supportive way of doing exactly what you're talking about, basically saying it's okay. Like, it's really okay. However you are right now, you're not alone. Like, it's very intentional, the ages of 10 to 12 that we bring together. We've chosen that age in consultation with professional sexual health educators as being the kind of cusp of puberty where they're not yet identified as teenagers. So they're sort of between the worlds of childhood and teenagerhood, right, together. And when they recognize that they're not alone and that they are being supported by their peers as well as by adults, it can have a really great impact in terms of how they accept themselves, not being as quick to judge what's happening to their bodies, not being as quick to compare themselves to their peers. And so what we found is that in this beautiful container of support and love and acceptance and positive energy, the girls, it kind of plants a seed in their hearts that basically tells them it is okay. And I know I'm going to weather a storm here of all kinds of negative media images and messages around what's happening to my body, but I'm going to stay strong within myself, and I'm also not going to judge other girls. as because they're my sisters, right? And so I think that's the biggest takeaway for G-Day that we're trying to achieve for girls is that, you know, we can't change the reality that puberty is hitting them earlier and that they're probably not ready for it. Fortunately, though, and this points to your earlier question of what's changed, is that there's fantastic, the sexual health educators in Vancouver and elsewhere are just, they're so amazing in the programs that they are implementing in schools of body science. So kids really have a much greater breadth of information around and a better understanding of physiologically what's going on. So G-Day exists to sort of catch up on the emotional container and the community-based sort of celebration front to equip them to feel more positive and self-accepting.
Amazing. Tell us a bit about some of the team leaders you have involved in your program on G-Day.
Sorry, some of the teenagers or the speakers?
The speakers, the team leaders.
Oh, absolutely. So we've got a wonderful woman called Erin Treloar, who is a local Vancouver entrepreneur who has created a program called Raw Beauty Talks. And she's been mostly working with adult women to take beautiful photographs of them, but they're not wearing any makeup. And so her message is all about self-acceptance and body positivity and just loving yourself as you are. And so she's going to be talking about body image, and so that's exciting. We have a couple of young women leaders. We like to sort of hold up role models of young women who are already starting to do, sort of have given themselves the permission to do interesting things in their lives. So Rahel Yohannes is a young Ethiopian-Canadian woman who is a singer-songwriter, and she's going to be telling her story of kind of moving between different cultures as a first-generation Canadian, as well as sharing her voice and her guitar-playing prowess. We're going to be doing some yoga with Alex Mazarol, who's very well-known here in Vancouver for Girlvana Yoga, a series of programs that she offers for girls to help them cultivate a yoga practice and mindfulness practice. We are going to be hearing from Girl Music, which is an Aboriginal quartet of women who sing very, very powerful songs about the land and the sea and community. We're going to dance with a wonderful dance leader called Teresa Tree Walsh, who is becoming extremely well-known in Vancouver and just helping us get into our bodies and feel fantastic. And we're also going to be hearing from Sapna Dayal, who's the executive director of Imagine One Day, which is a charity that builds schools in Ethiopia. And at the first G-Day we had on April the 28th, Sapna led the girls in creating a really beautiful activity where all the girls wrote little notes and wishes that we inscribed on these kind of canvas hearts. And then Sapna has now gone back to Ethiopia along with some money that we raised and is giving the hearts to the girls and also building latrines at girls' schools there. So she's going to come back and kind of report back on you know, the activity that we did at the first G-Day. So that's just for starters, but there's lots more. There's a father-daughter guitar duo who are going to be playing. There's
what? There's going to be boys there? Just kidding.
Well, only one boy.
Okay.
But he's a dad, and dads are awesome. We love dads.
Dads are awesome.
So actually, that brings up another aspect of G-Day that we hadn't talked about, which this time we're involving parents. And so there's a special new afternoon program. The final 90 minutes of the day will include people we call champions, which can include parents and guardians, but also people like godparents and grandparents and aunties and uncles and elder siblings, basically anybody who kind of has a vested interest in a girl's future or is mentoring her.
Right.
And so these people are going to come and have join the girls in kind of, you know, this is where the ceremonial aspect of the day takes place, where these adults of the community are witnessing these girls as they go through this event.
Amazing. Madeline Shaw, Creative Director of G-Day for Girls. What is your website address, please?
It's www.gdayforgirls.com.
Your event's taking place at what time? When? Is it in November?
Yeah, it's on Sunday, November the 2nd, and it's taking place at the Chan Center for the Performing Arts at the University of British Columbia. So it's a very, very beautiful venue for anybody who's ever been there. It's very special, and I think it sort of befits the how wonderful this event is and kind of how special it is that these girls are being honored and celebrated in a venue that is truly world-class. And, it starts at 10 a.m. It's going through till 5 p.m., and tickets are available at chancenter.com, or more information is available at gdayforgirls.com.
Thanks for being on HealthRadio.fm.
Thank you, Tammy.
Pleasure.